Once upon a sunset, on a path overlooking a fjord near what's today Oslo, Norway, a teenager beheld one of those sights that leaves a person forever changed. In his journal, he later wrote, quote, "All at once the sky became blood red. Clouds like blood and tongues of fire hung above the blue-black fjord in the city. I stood alone, trembling with anxiety," end quote. The spectacular and disturbing vision that he had reported was in the skies everywhere, coursing through the upper atmosphere like some strangely beautiful pestilence, having been caused by a cataclysm half a world away. Geologists and meteorologists still speak in respectful whispers of the summer of 1883, of that event that set the sky ablaze. Such was the sound and the fury, the unimaginable power, the terrible glory of Krakatoa. That's right, the deafening shot heard round the world was the eruption of a volcano on an Indonesian island in the strait between Java and Sumatra, Krakatoa. 5 cubic miles of rock fragments fell over 300,000 square miles of land and sea, burying whole islands beneath the debris. Ships were trapped in the massive fields of floating pumice. Hundreds of towns and villages were utterly destroyed. Untold tens of thousands of people in the vicinity were killed by a resulting 120-foot tidal wave. Others in undated shores as distant as South America and Hawaii. Atmospheric pressure waves were recorded in every corner of the planet. And the noise itself, the resounding boom, could be heard in Australia, 2,200 miles away. Of course, dust from the blast, the vomit of volcanic ash that rose 50 miles above Krakatoa, plunged the entire region into starless midnight darkness for 3 days, spawning haunting crimson sunsets everywhere for more than a year. Skyborne spectacles that held millions dumbstruck, and among them the Norwegian teenager that you've just met. And yet, it was his emotional impression of that breathtaking vision which has echoed through every generation since. You see, there was another line from his journal describing that bloody sunset over the blue-black fjord. Quote, "I felt a great unending scream piercing through nature." And 10 years later, he, the now immortal Norwegian artist, Edvard Munch, committed the resonance of that terrible twilight to canvas. For more than 100 years, art lovers and art critics have gazed upon his painting, that painting, Edvard Munch's The Scream, pompously imagining the symbolic representation of modern spiritual anguish. Surely that scream must have reflected modern spiritual anguish of all humanity. But you have now met the boy of 19 who saw through wide, uncomplicated eyes a wonder, and through whose masterwork posterity would hear the voice of the volcano. Because now you know the rest of the story.